Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast, where top football coaches from around the country share their stories, philosophies, concepts, and strategies to help you get better on and off the field. Now, here's your host, Keith Grabowski.
Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. We're going to take another page out of my notebook today, and this one's going to be focused on the idea of off-season awards, and I'll explain why we did this and what was the idea behind it. Before I get into that, if you do have a topic you're interested in, my notebook is several 4-inch binders of everything that I've been able to do in my career, as well as all the notes I have from other coaches. And obviously, I talk to a lot of coaches both on the show and off the air in order to get some ideas to help both myself and other coaches out there. One great place for you to get information, to develop professionally, to network and get ideas from coaches around the country is at USA Football's National Conference, which is February 22nd through the 24th in Orlando, Florida. Really look forward to this conference. We have some great keynote speakers like PJ Fleck. We have FBS coordinators, and we have some state champs from around the country that you're going to want to sit down and listen to and take a lot of notes from. To register, go to usafootball.com/NC19podcast and enter the code podcast99 to save on your registration. So for this topic, off-season awards, I want to set up the situation in which we used it. And I want to preface that by saying I really think this can work in any situation, but we had some particular things we were trying to accomplish and some particular issues we needed to attack. So in this particular situation, we were at a school which is an inner ring suburb of Cleveland. It was really made of two communities. One was an urban community, other suburban community, and a huge range of the demographic there. What we found going in is we did have some issues with, number one, attendance at school being on time, for one, and showing up every day. Number two, there were some issues in making sure that the athletes were eligible at the end of the year. Over the course of the last several seasons, they lost some really good athletes who weren't academically eligible. And number three, they were having a heck of a time getting players into the weight room. In fact, the staff before me used to position themselves at the exits of the school immediately when the last bell rang and chase kids back into school into the weight room. When I took over the program, I said, guys, we're not going to do that. If I have to force kids to be in the weight room, it's not going to be a positive situation. We have to find a way to motivate them to be there. And eventually, we want that to be intrinsic. But we knew in this situation that it had to be some sort of extrinsic motivation. So we set up an off-season awards program that really attacked all of those things. The attendance being on time, both for the weight room and school, as well as their performance in the weight room. We wanted to see them grow, and we wanted to attack the idea of we have to excel in the classroom as well. So we created a series of awards. We wanted there to be all kinds of motivation and all kinds of opportunity to earn an award. This wasn't a situation where maybe we could award one thing per week. We had multiple things that we were going to award over the course of the offseason. So the first thing we did was kind of the typical thing. We set up some weight clubs. And the weight clubs for us were a total of the four core lifts added up to make one of the following clubs. So we had that being bench, clean, squat, and deadlift. And for all of those, we noted you must complete your lifts locked out with no help, and a coach must be present at all max lifts. We wanted to emphasize we needed correct technique with these and that it wasn't going to count if the technique wasn't exactly correct. So we had the 800-pound club, 900, 1,000, 1,100, and 1,200. And I know for some programs to say, wow, we're going to, for four lifts, reward 800. That's what we really needed. So these numbers could change for you. Again, this is what we needed in this program. It was a very young team, a team that was not experienced in the weight room. A lot of them had never lifted before, or maybe only had 1 year of lifting in. So we set it up this way. If you made the 800-pound club, you would get a meal coupon. And what we did is we went out in the community, every single coach, we had a list of all the places within the community, from your fast food places to your restaurants, and we asked them to donate meal coupons. We asked them to donate gift certificates certificates. And what we found that the response was overwhelming. Everybody donated something. A lot of the places, knowing what we were trying to do and that this was running over the course of the off season, donated several meal coupons. So for 800 pound club, you got the meal coupon. For the 900 pound club, it was a t-shirt. 1000 pound club, 1100 pound club, and 1200 pound club, you got a t-shirt for each of those clubs. And you also got your name on a plaque, which we put in the weight room. So we created a plaque. It was empty when we got in. And immediately in each cycle, we would have a four-week cycle where we would go through and they would have the opportunity to get a max lift within there. And we'd be able to tell where they were at. Again, why 4 weeks? Well, it was something we needed to break this down small. We needed to have some things that were incremental and could build upon each other. Not necessarily something I would do at every program, but again, that's what this particular program needed. The next award we created was the Most Improved Lifter Award. This award would go to the athlete who had the greatest improvement in his four core lifts, and that was over the course of the offseason. For that, he would get a helmet plaque, and a helmet plaque was essentially one of our helmets that had been rejected in the reconditioning process. We got it painted, and we put our decals on it, and we mounted it essentially on a wood plaque, and it would get their name and Most Improved Lifter on it. Top Overall Lifter was our next award, and for the Top Overall Lifter, it would be the athlete who had the highest total of the four core lifts. And we gave them a meal coupon, but for this one, it wasn't going to be a fast food place. It was going to be one of the more expensive sit-down places that he'd be able to go and get a meal. Top Pound for Pound Lifter goes to the top lifter when pound for pound is calculated for the four lift total. So we know we had some guys who were 200 pounds plus. We had some guys who were closer to the 100-pound range. We were going to award the guy who pound for pound was the strongest on the team. And that was going to, again, get one of those nice meal coupons, not the fast food places. Top Position Group Lifter. This award goes to the athlete with the highest total of the four core lifts in each individual position group. So we broke that up. We were working to be a two-platoon team. We had enough guys within the system. That's what we wanted to do, again, to give that incentive that there's going to be participation, that they need to be working for their spot. So we divided them up. Based on, you know, what we knew from the previous season and where they would best fit, and they would get awarded by their position groups. That would be a meal coupon as well, kind of the intermediate one. Maybe it wasn't the really nice restaurants we had, but it also was not the fast food restaurants. Top Individual Lifts, this award would go to the athlete with the highest max rep and each of the four core lifts. And again, that was going to get them a meal coupon. That was more in the mid-range of the ones we were able to bring in. We did have a lot of nice restaurants in the area. And like I said, everybody had donated towards the cause. Perfect attendance. Attending all football weight room sessions. Anybody who did that would receive the award. And that one was going to be the helmet mounted on a plaque. So a helmet plaque for that one. And that did include being on time. So if you were late to a workout, that ruined your chances for that perfect attendance award. And we would give that out again to any and all who accomplished that. The other one was what we called Beast of the Week. These players, particular players, like to call each other a beast if they did something good or if they did something tough. So we awarded the Beast of the Week. We had a lion head put on that. Now, that was not our logo of that school. And it said, you know, in our colors, Beast of the Week. And we had enough of those printed up for each week of the off season. And the award would go to the lifter who did not miss a workout for the week, was seen giving great effort in the weight room, or showed growth in his lifts, and had outstanding attitude. And we gave that out every single week. It actually was one of the most coveted awards we had. It was one of those things that was immediate. I could work for it every single week. We had a couple that we gave out multiple times, but for the most part, everybody was giving a chance, and we were trying to spread it out. If we could find somebody who was right there, maybe with a guy who was slightly ahead who already had one, we were going to err on the side of giving that to another player. So that was the stuff we had focused on the weight room, on our off-season program. Again, we wanted to get those guys in there. We wanted to increase the attendance in the weight room, and it worked. We went from a weight room, like I said, where the coaches at the end of the day were chasing kids back in, to one where we said, hey, we're going to be there. We're going to be there for you. We're going to work for you. And we went to essentially a five-day-a-week program. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we would lift. Tuesday, Thursday, we had an area outside the gym. We had a hallway where we'd do some running, some speed and agility, some plyos. It was about 45 minutes each of those days. And 94% attendance at a place where the coaches used to have to chase everybody back to the weight room. So it was something we were really proud of. The kids were actually very proud of it as well, that they started to see they really could accomplish some things if they stayed together. The next area we were focusing on was the academic side of things. And again, we had some problems with attendance. We had some problems with tardiness. We had some problems with grade point averages and being eligible. Also within there, we had players who had phenomenal skill and talent, but were not able to be clearinghouse qualified, NCAA clearinghouse qualified. So we really wanted those guys to make sure they were giving themselves the most opportunity to be ready for that chance if it comes. So the first award was highest GPA. This award is given to the player who at the end of each 9 weeks has the highest grade point average on the team. And for that, they received a helmet plaque. And we said, this might be the same guy every time. He might walk away here. Essentially, this would be that point in the year, three helmets, because we had three grading periods left in the year. In this particular case, we actually had two different athletes win it. One got two helmets, the other got one. Academic athlete. This award goes to any player who earns a 3.0 GPA or higher for a 9-week grading period. And we created a really nice t-shirt with that, with our logo and with academic athlete printed on the front. No D's or F's. This was given out to any player, any grade level, that completes the 9 weeks grading period without any D or F grades. We actually extended this one down into the junior high. We were working on the second semester on getting them more involved, and we kind of had a scaled-down process for some of these. But for that one, we wanted to implement that right away for the junior high athletes as well, and really get that in their mind that that was important to us. For any of those athletes, we gave them a meal coupon. That was more kind of the fast food types of places, because we did give out quite a few of those. And again, we had that focus. We increased our GPA. Greatest improvement. This award is given out to the player who has the biggest jump in his overall grade point average from the previous grading period, and that one was a helmet plaque. Highest position group GPA. Each position group GPA is total up and average. The team with the highest GPA for the quarter gets a wing party with the coaches. And again, that was donated to us. We explained a lot of this. We actually took the list of awards we had in when we went to those restaurants and say, hey, look, this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to help the kids in this community. We want them to have some positive habits and positive work ethic towards what they can do in school and on the field. Totaled it up, meaning that we weren't just taking the straight grade point average. It would be also based on the credits earned. So a freshman with an A wasn't necessarily as valuable as that upcoming senior or current junior who had A's. Highest point total for a position group. We will total all points for earned for the offseason by position group, and the highest earning position group, which was average points per players, will earn a wing party. Each member of the winning team for each session will earn an award for the session. So the whole session was built around the typical competition idea where they would be awarded points. I encourage you to go back to the state runner-up, 2018 state runner-up from Illinois, Rob Pomazak, his episode, which was called Installing Fun, and he goes through a point system there. I think they had a great one, but you've seen these before. It was the typical point system where you were going to earn for all the different things you did, whether that was attendance, work in the weight room, grade point average, and those were all the things that went into it for us. So each member of the winning team for that session would earn a wing party for the groups. And if you won each of those sessions individually, you also started getting awards there as well. So if you won the winter session, you get a t-shirt. Same thing for the spring session. Or in the spring session, if you already had the t-shirt, we were going to upgrade that team, and they would get a game day polo for the second time they won it. And we told our players that something would be part of their required purchase, that we're going to have game day polos. We would wear those in school instead of our jerseys and dress up a little bit. And for that second time they won it, they'd get a free one. And then the third one really took care of their spirit pack in the summer, which was going to include two t-shirts and two shorts. So if they won it all three times, they'd end up with a helmet, the game day polo, and their spirit packs for free. Now, if it was a different group each time, it was just a t-shirt. And then the other great thing we did was a weekly raffle for perfect attendance. So if you have perfect attendance for the week, your name is put in the weekly drawing. Basically, we threw the names in a small little box. Anybody who had perfect attendance, we gave them a sheet to put their name on. We put it in the box, and we would draw that each week. You'd earn an extra ticket in the raffle for each week in a row that you had perfect attendance. So, for example, if I had perfect attendance 3 weeks in a row, I was going to get one for that week plus the previous weeks as well. So if I had perfect attendance 3 weeks in a row, I was going to get the one for that week, and I had 3 weeks in a row where I did it, so I would get three extra, meaning I have my name in there four times. I had extra chances to win. And this was a variety of things. We did have some items that got donated to us from different places around the community, stuff that the kids would be interested in, as well as some of those meal coupons. And that's it. That's an overview. But when you look at it, we had quite a few of opportunities for these kids to earn awards, earn rewards over the course of the season. Some of those were long-term. You were going to put things together over the course of 9 weeks. You were going to put together things over the course of the off-season. Some were immediate. You were going to be there every single day that week. And that earned you a lot of opportunities to be recognized by your teammates, as well as to get some things, to earn some things. And we provided that extrinsic motivation. As the season went on, you started to see those guys get into work habits, understand what it takes to win, and some of the motivation then became intrinsic rather than extrinsic. And that's what we were really going for. But we felt like it really was going to take something to kick that into gear, and that we couldn't just say, hey, we're building a culture. This is what we believe in. This is our behaviors. That we did have to provide some motivation to do that. We really started to build a great foundation there for the culture. I will share all these ideas with you in our show notes. You're going to have a list of everything here, essentially two pages of the document that I shared with you. Again, if you have any ideas or things you're looking for, please contact me at my email address, kgrabowski@usafootball.com, or feel free to interact with me on Twitter at Coach K Grabowski. Check out our new Twitter site that we're really working on putting a lot of content for coaches out there at FBDEVCoach. And our new website for high school football coaches, where you're going to see our contact system, which is the way to keep the head out of the game in both blocking and defeating blocks, as well as our free shoulder tackling system put together with the Seahawks and Rocky Seto, and then a preview of our advanced tackling system, which we're really excited about. Check out all those things at usafootball.com and footballdevelopment.com.
Thanks for listening to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. For more resources, visit the Coach Performance Center at usafootball.com.